and we're going to review a couple things before you should do before you get ready to buy your property.
Huh?
Welcome to Real Estate Today with Connie Irving. Are you getting ready to buy or sell real estate? Then you absolutely need to listen in. Here, you will be up to date with the process and hear some unique tips to guide you along your way, including interviews with other local experts in the real estate world. You may even get to know some great locations around the North Shore. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, in today's episode, we're going to discuss the top three reasons why your home didn't sell. Bruce is here with us again. I'm sure he'll have a lot of questions for us.
I sure will.
Hi, Bruce.
Hello, how are you?
Good, good. I am excited to talk about these top threes because I do receive a lot of calls from stressed sellers that, you know, they had their home on the market, they thought they did everything they could to get it in a condition ready to sell, and it just sits. So I usually get a call with, you know, sellers that are just desperate, they don't know what they did wrong, and they're surprised by, you know, some of the things that I'm going to discuss today. So number one, the first thing that I have to, it has to come up, is the pricing of the property. A lot of times sellers, you know, don't want to discuss the price, but it's really important. You know, sellers will give, you know, their number that they need for their home, but if it's not discussed with their agent and there's not any facts about how they came up with this number, then it's going to be really hard to market the home at that number.
So what do you do in order to come up with a good number?
So that's why the pre-listing appointment with your agent is so important, because your agent should be able to sit with you and show you and review all the comparables that have sold in the last year. I like to pull numbers as close to listing date as possible, because a lot of appraisers will only use properties that have been sold in the last 6, sometimes even 3 months. Sometimes that's difficult because there's not that many homes in the similar size or condition. It's never apples to apples, obviously, but we do our best.
So what is the furthest back you can go? Like how far back?
12-month maximum.
Really?
Yes.
All
so
right.
You don't want to go because the market is always changing. So 12 months, that would be your max. And like I said, I tried to do closer to the 6-month mark, but that's not always possible because the inventory, especially in this market in 2014, the inventory is low. So you do have to pull comps, but we cannot go further than 12 months. That's the max. So that's, you know, something that should be done during the pre-listing appointment. And a lot of agents don't, you know, they'll pull a listing. The seller will say, I need, let's just say, pull a number out there, 450,000 or, you know, 350,000. And the agent will just agree to that, not really kind of doing any research to provide the seller with comparables. And you're actually doing your seller a disservice by putting it on the market that way. It's going to sit, buyers are not going to take you seriously, and when a property sits, buyers think there's something wrong with the home as well.
So they'll actually, in the long run, if you overprice it, and the buyer, I'm sure the person, the seller is probably, and maybe this is just me thinking about this way, but the seller is probably, oh, I have to pay the agent this much on the commission, so I'm just going to add that on top of my price, or I got to fix the roof, or if I have to do some landscaping, I want to get this, so I'm just going to add that onto what I need to get, and then that's what I'm going to sell it for.
Right, and in an ideal world, that would happen, but unfortunately, it's just, that's not possible. You really have to take the recent sales, and you actually have to look at your competition, too. So what recently sold is how you pull a number. But then you also have to look at what your property is competing against. So the home, you know, right around the corner, similar square footage, bedrooms, condition, if it's priced a lot less than yours, then, you know, yours is going to is not going to stand out very well.
What does that mean when it sits longer? If it doesn't sell, you know, if say my house is overpriced a little bit and it's on the market for 2 or 3 months, what does that mean for me?
If you're not receiving any offers in the first few weeks on market, then you are very, you know, you are probably over the bracket than you need to be. And you really need to evaluate whether or not you can really afford to sell.
Okay. All right. So overpricing is number one. What's the second one?
So the second one we see so often, and I'd love to give some examples online and show you actual photos, because some of them are actually kind of funny.
That we will do that on the show notes. We'll put some before and after, so that you should, what you shouldn't do and what you should do.
Exactly. And some of it could just be exposure. You'd be surprised how many photos, bad photos.
What do you mean? Sorry, what do you mean by exposure? Like getting it out to people?
Did I just mention number two and what the number two reason your house didn't sell? Or did I just go run into...
I think you said bad photos,
okay.
Didn't you?
We're just making sure.
Well, if you didn't, number two is bad photos.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
I just said it for you.
Bad photos is my pet peeve.
Well, you said, going back, you said exposure. What do you mean by that?
Well, exposure is a dark room, bedroom, a photo taken of a dark, gloomy bedroom. And it just does not make any sense to me when your agents pull those photos online. It just, bad photos, it just frustrating as an agent. You know, even if I have a buyer client and I'm trying to show them this great property, I've been inside, I've seen it on broker tour, but they're clicking through photos and they're thinking, I don't really want to go look at this. It looks horrible.
Do the sellers ever want to see the photos when you take them?
It depends. Yes. A lot of times sellers have fun actually looking up their listing on the internet.
But before you put it on the MLS, do they ever ask you to see the photos?
No, actually, I've never gotten that request.
They should.
Well, yeah, you'd be surprised. I guess they put a lot of faith in their agent and assume that they've been doing it for so long that they know what's the correct way and how to take a photo. But unfortunately, that's not the case. And that's why number two is so important to me, bad photos. I get so frustrated, like I said, and exposure, it could just be the angle. I've seen thumbs in the photo. I mean, these are like higher end listings. Not that that matters, but put the effort in, my goodness.
Well, if you're selling $1 million house, get your dang thumb out of the photo.
Thank you. Yeah, that really.
I mean, your thumb shouldn't be in there if you're selling $100,000 condo.
Exactly.
Just use a little bit of effort.
That's all it is.
You can retake a photo pretty easily nowadays.
Exactly. And really, with me and when I'm listing a property, I really feel that I get more buyers through my door or my seller's, you know, property, because I feel like I can tell the story of a home through these photos. So the buyers anticipated, they can't wait to come make an appointment and view the home.
That's you're exactly right. You should tell the story of the house with the photo. That's awesome.
Well, every home has a story. That's kind of what I believe. And, you know, every home has a little bit of history. And so it's really nice to kind of showcase the home in its best light. And that's why I put a little bit more of that into my photos.
All right. That's great. That's a great little tip there.
Well, thanks.
Tell a story with your photos. So Connie, what's number three?
So number three, lastly, would be lazy agents. And that can kind of go along with the bad photos and pricing, just kind of everything in a whole. You're a lazy agent. You get your listing, you throw some photos on there, you plop it on MLS website and just wait. Instead of, you know, going after where the buyers are, they just kind of wait for their phone to ring and wait for the buyer to come through the door. Meanwhile, they're not doing anything when it comes to, you know, really pushing that home to compete against all the other homes. I mean, that really is all it's about. You're really just, when you're on the market, you're competing against all these other homes. So
you should ask as the home seller for your agent to be proactive, not reactive.
Oh, I like that. Exactly. That's a really good statement. I think that that's so important. You know, getting your listing out there, showcasing the home in its best condition with photos, really, you know, getting on the phone, emailing those brokers that have clients that match, you know, the listing, really putting in the effort, not just sitting back and waiting for the phone to ring.
And like you said, it should be, your phone should be ringing. If you're priced right, you have good photos, and you have a smart agent who's proactive, you know, you shouldn't be sitting on the market for months, right?
Not at all.
You should be selling pretty quickly.
Exactly. Like I said, you really can, if you're not receiving offers in the first few weeks or something, you know, you're not, it's not in this market, especially, you should be receiving offers fairly quickly, at least, you know, multiple showings, things like that, to really gauge where your home competes against the others.
All right. So that's great, Connie. Good ideas. That's let's do a quick recap. Okay. So number one was price your house right.
Price.
Price aggressively, but not over aggressively. Do some research. Make your agent do a little bit of research on recent sales to make sure you're going on with the right price. Right?
Yep.
Number two was bad photos. Don't maybe check your agent's photos. Make sure their thumb's not in the way.
Yes, please. Make sure, try not to get your laundry baskets in the photos. Things like that that I see very often.
We'll put some examples up there of bad photos and good photos on the show notes.
You'd be surprised.
And then number three was pick an agent who's going to hustle. Make some calls. Go out there and find a buyer rather than just waiting for the buyer to find the house.
Exactly.
All right. What else you got for us, Connie? Anything today?
That's it for today. I appreciate everybody tuning in. This is Real Estate Today with Connie Irving. We'll see you next time.
Perfect. See ya.